Hi, I'm Francine Michaud. Every week at this time, Chris takes a look at the calendar of events and what's going on around Connecticut. I'll begin with events showcased in the timeout section of the Journal Inquirer for Thursday, June 6th. Here's what's in the spotlight. Puppy Pride in Enfield. The Enfield Dog Park Action Committee will hold its 12th annual Puppy Pride Fun Day on Saturday, June 8th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Moose Lodge, 124 South Road in Enfield. Come down and enjoy a fun family event. Don't forget to bring your dog. Events include a stunt dog demonstration at 11:30 a.m., vote for mayor of the Enfield Dog Park, $5 dog wash from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., contest beginning at 12:30 p.m. Registration starts at 10 a.m., a fee of $2 per category or $5 per dog for three categories, vendors, raffles, food for sale, sponsored by Thompsonville Moose Lodge, 1525, and live entertainment. Contest categories include Cutest Puppy, Bobbing for Hot Dogs, and Musical Sit Stay. For more information, visit the website enfielddogpark.org. Pop Rock Singer at Jacob's Well. Jacob's Well Coffee House, a monthly Christian nightclub, will feature Ben Lane on Friday, June 7th. The coffee house will be held at The Oasis, a renovated 1800s storefront at 3 Elm Street in the Rockville section of Vernon. Doors open at 7 p.m. with live music starting at 7:30 p.m. The event is free. The facility is accessible to the handicapped. Lane is a Christian pop rock singer and pianist from Rochester, New Hampshire. When he was 5 years old, the Jackson 5 sparked his interest in music. Many of his original compositions are influenced by life struggles and his personal faith in God. Teenagers and young adults will especially relate to his message. For more information, call 860-871-6500 or visit the website jacobswellcoffeehouse.com. Giant Tag Sale in Manchester. Manchester Land Trust will hold its annual Giant Tag Sale now through Saturday, June 15th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. each day at the former Cider Barn, 330 Bush Hill Road, between Keeney Street and Hillstown Road, in Manchester. There will be loads of books, toys, dollhouses, gifts, dishes, tablecloths, tools, music CDs, artwork, curiosities, furniture, machinery, household and sports items, near antiques, glassware, and items both useful and decorative. The Land Trust bought the 62-acre former farm property with the help of grants from the State of Connecticut, Town of Manchester, Baffin Foundation, and many gifts from foundations and individuals throughout the area. The Land Trust is currently raising funds to improve trails and restroom facilities for the public. For more information, call 860-643-1823 or click on Events at manchesterlandtrust.org. Romanian Festival in Manchester. Holy Transfiguration Romanian Orthodox Church at 2 Winter Street in Manchester will hold its annual Romanian Festival on Saturday, June 8th from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sunday, June 9th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. There will be traditional food such as grilled sausage with fries, stuffed cabbage, polenta with cheese, fried dough, and sweetbreads, Romanian beer, music, and a kids' corner with face painting and games. Annual Strawberry Supper at Summersville Church, June 15th, by J.I. Staff. Summers, the Congregational Church of Summersville, 22 Maple Street, will hold its annual Strawberry Supper Saturday, June 15th. The menu includes baked ham, potato salad, baked beans, coleslaw, strawberry bread, beverage, and homemade strawberry shortcake. There will be sittings at 5 and 6:15 p.m. Takeout orders also will be available. Reservations should be made in advance by contacting the church office at 860-749-7741 or emailing somcong@aol.com. Cost is $12 for adults and $5 for children ages 5 to 12. Strawberry and Ham Supper at Rockville Church, Vernon. Rockville United Methodist Church, 142 Grove Street, is hosting a Strawberry and Ham Supper Saturday, June 15th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. The meal will include ham, baked beans, potato salad, and strawberry shortcake. The cost is $14 for adults, $6 for children ages 6 to 12. Children 5 and younger are free. Credit cards are accepted. Takeout meals are available. Walk-ins are welcome, but reservations are recommended. For more information, call 860-875-6562 or visit the website Rockum, R-O-C-K-U-M, church.com/events-2. Pot Roast in Coventry. Coventry, Second Congregational Church Community House, 1746 Boston Turnpike, will hold a pot roast dinner Saturday, June 15th, from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Cost is $13 for adults, $12 for seniors, $6 for children ages 6 to 8, free for children younger than 6. Takeout is available. Reservations are recommended and may be made by calling 860-742-1616. Come on in and visit for a while. Connecticut Open House Day invites visitors to search out museums. By Tim Leininger. On Saturday, June 8th, more than 150 museums across the state will open their doors for free or discount rates to visitors, a tradition that has been going on for 15 years. Many of the major attractions, such as the Wadsworth Atheneum Museum of Art in Hartford and the New Britain Museum of American Art, will have free admission that day and draw in large crowds. For some of the smaller and lesser-known ones, though, Open House Day is their biggest day of the year, as they attempt to draw as much attention as they can. "We've participated a number of years now, and it's been great," said John Ellsworth, director of the Vintage Radio and Communications Museum of Connecticut at 115 Pearson Lane in Windsor, vrcmct.org. "A lot of people come who probably didn't know about it before," he said. "We see a big uptick in attendance that day. It does work very, very well." Connecticut Open House Day is organized by the State Office of Tourism and is designed to showcase Connecticut's diverse mix of history, art, culture, and tourism, and encourage residents to discover and rediscover the wealth of treasures in their own backyard. The Nellie McKnight Museum at 70 Main Street in Ellington is traditionally open only on Thursdays from 1 to 4 p.m. during the summer, but will be open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. with free admission on Saturday, said Nancy Long of the Ellington Historical Society. The museum, which features items highlighting the history of Ellington, is run by the Historical Society, Ellington, HISTSOC.org. Over in East Hartford, the Huguenot House Museum in Martin Park at 307 Burnside Avenue will be open from 1 to 4 p.m. Craig Johnson, president of the Historical Society of East Hartford, said the two other museum properties at Martin Park, the Goodwin Schoolhouse and the Burnham Blacksmith Shop, will be open for free tours as well. HSEH.org. He said the Martin Park museums, all owned by the Historical Society of East Hartford, suffer from not having enough volunteers to be open more than just a single day a week. In the case of the Huguenot House Museum, it is usually open only Sunday afternoons in July and August. Open house day, though, is always their busiest day of the season for tours, Johnson said. We try to get as many volunteers to be there that day, he said. The tours themselves are guided tours of the Huguenot House and the other two buildings. We have volunteer staff to answer questions. All three buildings are furnished with period antiques. The Historical Society is especially pleased with its latest project at the Huguenot House, albeit one that will escape much notice. Johnson said the Huguenot House just had a new roof installed, a project that took 3 years to complete. We really had to do a lot of fundraising and received a lot of generous donations and grants, he said. The old roof had pretty much gone. In Tallinn, the old Tallinn County Jail Museum at 52 Tallinn Green will be open from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. TallinnHistorical.org. Kathy Bach, director of the museum and president of the Tallinn Historical Society, said the museum has been participating in Open House Day for 15 years. She said Saturday's hours, its usual hours, are 1 to 4 p.m. Sundays, will allow the museum to pick up shoppers from the farmers market going on earlier in the day and who can stop by afterward. She said there is a lot of construction going on around Tallinn Green now, but the museum is still open and people can come and visit. The museum has had three of its rooms redone over the past 10 years, and Bach said she hopes that people who haven't been to the museum in a while will come back and see the changes. To further garner interest, many of the local museums plan special activities on Open House Day. Depending on how many volunteers participate at the Nellie McKnight Museum, visitors can sit down and weave on a loom or learn how to use a washboard or try some other work, Long said. Bach said the old Tallinn County Jail Museum will have demonstrations on shingle making, wood splitting, and working a loom. The jail is more of a hands-on museum experience. It's more interactive, he said, adding that children love to run around the jail cell and learn about 19th century tools and chores that children had to do at the time. Ellsworth said the Vintage Radio and Communications Museum will be holding a swap meet Saturday where collectors from around New England will come to swap radio collectibles. If the weather is good, it will be held outside in the lot, he said. One of the perks of the smaller museums, Long said, is that many of the local museums are small enough that people can visit multiple sites in one day on Open House Day. A number of people do that, she said. None of the museums are so large that you have to spend a great deal of time in one. For a list of all participants in Connecticut Open House Day and special offers across the state, visit the website ctvisit.com/Connecticut-Open-House-Day-June-8-2019. Strong Family Farm will open its doors for a fun day at the farm on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. as part of Open House Day. Many activities will be happening at the farm at 274 West Street in Vernon. Farm mascot Clucky T. Rooster will be available for photo opportunities. Pygmy goats, Hootie and Annie will be visiting, and there will be tours of the 100-year-old barn every hour on the hour. The Vernon Garden Club will be giving out free seed packets and garden advice. Learn more about Strong Family Farm at strongfamilyfarm.org. Farmers Markets Humming Along by J.S. Staff, Coventry. Coventry Farmers Market is open Sundays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Nathan Hale Homestead, 2299 South Street. June 9th is Repurposing and Reuse Market Day. For more information, visit the website coventryfarmersmarket.org. Stores, Mansfield. The Stores Farmers Market takes place every Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. in front of the Mansfield Town Hall, 4 South Eagleville Road, in Stores section. Rain or shine through October 12th. Everything sold at the market is grown or produced in Connecticut. For more information, visit the website stores, S-T-O-R-R-S, farmersmarket.org. Ellington. The annual Happiness is a Warm Puppy Dog Day will take place at the Ellington Farmers Market on Saturday, June 8th from 9 a.m. to noon at Arbor Park on Main Street. Ellington Center Animal Clinic will offer rabies shots at $20 each and microchip insertion for $30. Cash donations to help support the animals in the care of Ellington Animal Control. Cats in carriers are welcome too. Dog rescue groups will have dogs available for adoption and to provide information about their services. Healers with Halos and Faithful Friends Therapy Dogs will be sharing their four-legged friends, and Fido's Fiber will be demonstrating spinning dog fibers into yarns. Vendors with various dog products will be joining the 40 weekly vendors. Stray Dogs will provide the musical entertainment. For more information, visit the website ellingtonfarmersmarket.com. Springfield. The downtown Springfield Farmers Market runs every Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. through September 27th at Court Square in downtown Springfield. For more information, call 413-781-1591 or visit the website springfielddowntown.com. A cappella country concerts set. Summer music series begins. Mansfield. The acclaimed a cappella ensemble Take Note is celebrating the completion of its 16th performance season by hosting its annual donor appreciation concert on Sunday, June 9th at 3 p.m. at the First Church of Christ in Mansfield Center, 549 Stores Road, junction of Routes 89 and 195. The concert includes jazz, pop, classic, and contemporary music, as well as spirituals. Tax-deductible donations toward Take Note outreach will be accepted at the door. Charitable organizations throughout the region have benefited from the group's benefit concerts for shelters, houses of worship, hospice, historical societies, libraries, museums, and art organizations. Take Note never charges for performances and provides the community organization sponsoring each concert with marketing materials, press releases, media placement advice, concert posters, and programs. All donations collected at the concert go directly to the designated organizer. Take Note is a 20-voice a cappella ensemble based in Mansfield, comprising select local singers from diverse backgrounds who enjoy challenging, eclectic musical styles. For more information, call 860-228-2390 or visit the website take-note.com. www.cassidyhillvineyard.org. Cassidy Hill Vineyard, Coventry. Cassidy Hill Vineyard, 454 Cassidy Hill Road, runs a weekly music series through Labor Day. Concerts are held Friday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. The June schedule, June 7th, Ziggy, June 14th, That Dollar's Gone, June 21st, Chris Beaudry, June 28th, Fever Band Trio. Bring your own picnic. No alcoholic beverages other than Cassidy Hill wines are allowed. No dogs or children during music hours. For more information, email chvineyardmusic@gmail.com. Johnny Cash Tribute, Hartford. The Johnny Cash Tribute Show, The Spirit of Johnny Cash, comes to the Chopin Ballroom in the Polish National Home, 60 Charter Oak Avenue, for one night only, Saturday, June 15th. From his striking resemblance to his uncanny voice resemblance, Harold Ford brings the man in black to life in this performance. His repertoire includes such classics as Ring of Fire, Folsom Prison Blues, Hurt, and A Boy Named Sue. The show starts at 8 p.m. The Polish National Home is open all day for lunch, dinner, and drinks. Food and drinks are available during the show. Tickets are $35 in advance, $40 at the door, available at the Polish National Home and online at mbcbentertainment.com. Veterans save $5 for themselves and one guest with proof of service. Not available online. For more information, call 860-247-1784 or email producer@thehoffners.com. Sunset Sounds Concert Series, Hartford. The Sunset Sounds Concert Series at the Amos Bull House kicks off Thursday, June 13th, with Kate Callahan and friends. Bring a picnic dinner or a lawn chair and enjoy music in the setting of the Butler McCook Historic Garden from 6 to 8 p.m. the second Thursday of the month, June through September. The free concerts take place on the Richard P. Garmany Fund Music and Education Terrace at the Amos Bull House. Tour the first floor of the Butler McCook House and Gardens between 5 and 6 p.m. and enjoy the exhibition openings of local artists. The Music Moves Hartford Downtown Singers will open for Kate Callahan and friends. Music Moves Hartford is a joint collaboration between Cuatro Puntos and Christ Church Cathedral. Local artists exhibiting this month will include East Hartford artist Diana Lynn Cote, whose art focuses on both the subtle and dramatic effects of light and color in the natural landscape, and Simsbury painter Catherine M. Elliott, a contemporary American Impressionist. For more information, call 860-247-8996, extension 11, or visit the website ctlandmarks.org. Downtown Mansfield Music Series. Mansfield. The Mansfield Downtown Partnership 2019 Summer Concert Series presents free concerts every Thursday in June and July at Betsy Paterson Square. The June schedule, June 13th, Them Damn Hamiltons, June 20th, Los Elk, and June 27th, Noble Dust. Concertgoers are welcome to bring a blanket or a lawn chair. For more information, visit the website mansfieldmusic.org. For weather updates and other announcements, follow Downtown Stores on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Outlaw Music Festival at Xfinity, June 16th, by J.I. Staff. Hartford. Country music icon Willie Nelson is bringing his family and friends to the Xfinity Theater on Sunday, June 16th. the 10-hour Outlaw Music Festival celebrates all genres but focuses on some of the best names in country, rock, and folk. The music begins at 3 p.m. The Hartford lineup: Willie Nelson and Family, Alison Krauss, Coulter Wall, Counting Crows, Dawes, Hayes Carl, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real, Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, Old Crow Medicine Show, Particle Kid, Phil Lesh and Friends, Steve Earle and the Dukes, the Avett Brothers, the Revivalists. Festival attractions will include local cuisine, craft beers, and crafts by local artisans. Tickets range from $9 for lawn seats to $663. For more information, call 1-866-820-4553 or visit the website hartfordtheater.com. Springfield Museums Celebrating Dr. Seuss Museum's Second Birthday by J.I. Staff. Springfield, the amazing world of Dr. Seuss Museum opened its doors 2 years ago, and Springfield Museums is celebrating with a party on the Quadrangle Green on Wednesday, June 12th from 5 to 7:30 p.m. This fundraising party is hosted by the Sheraton Springfield Hilton Garden Inn and Monarch Place, which will provide Seussian hors d'oeuvres for all to enjoy while mixing and mingling with fellow Seuss fans. Guests will be able to apply for a license plate and help the museum meet their goal of 750 applications to get the Dr. Seuss license plate in production. Party guests will also have an opportunity to be among the first to experience the new interactives the museums have added to the amazing world of Dr. Seuss. The official opening for these new interactives is Saturday, June 15th, at the Seussian Summer Celebration. Tickets are $50 and all proceeds go directly to the Springfield Museum. For more information, email Heather Cahill at hcahill@springfieldmuseums.org. To purchase tickets, visit the website springfieldmuseums.org. Springfield Museums are on the Quadrangle at 21 Edwards Street in the heart of downtown Springfield. For more information, visit the website springfieldmuseums.org/hours-and-admission. That's a look at some of the things to do around Connecticut from the pages of the Time Out section of the Journal Inquirer for Thursday, June 6th. If you have any questions or need more information on any of the articles I've read, call the Chris Listener line at 860-727-9579. That's 860-727-9579. I'm Francine Michaud. So long for now.